Love poem composed under the Trump administration, beginning with misremembered lines from Pablo Neruda and Nicanor Parra. For my wife, 1 month after the birth of our daughter. You look like the world in your rocking chair, the nightlight, a butterfly flowering, the moon of your breast beaconing against the thought that what we are living through might destroy us. We are safe in suburb and side street, and at work I now only think of you and our little girl, except today, when my student, Angel Cruz, not his name, smiled and told me how he'd paid off his debt to the men who had smuggled him across the border, and now he could save $100 from the $300 a week he earned washing dishes to send to his mother back in Guatemala, unless ICE raids the diner where he works. He worries, but he doesn't stop smiling, and I am grateful that our girl will grow into the small acts of the self without such worries. She will have other worries, the sad, strange knowledge that our comfort comes at a cost. Always. It is true. Before she was born, I didn't really know love or fear, but now both are braiding rivers inside my chest, and a new chamber thumps wifely inside each chamber of my heart. Meanwhile, the football coaches arm themselves with dirty jokes as the president tweets. The EPA pins silver stars to dead polar bears. And somewhere in the Midwest, someone's making a Confederate flag out of melted red plastic army men. To our newborn child, I say, sweet cluster of cells containing a cosmos, this world you have entered now would terrify me if I did not understand the body as writ for flying, as juke, hew, and cleave, as among the ruin and breakage this shine, if I did not know your birthright is fire, your mother's real name, Illumination.